Incorporating Baryon-Driven Contraction of Dark Matter Halos in Rotation Curve Fits, by Pengfei Li et al. The condensation of baryons within a dark matter DM halo during galaxy formation should result in some contraction of the halo as the combined system settles into equilibrium. We quantify this effect on the cuspy primordial halos predicted by DM-only simulations for the baryon distributions observed in the galaxies of the Spark database. We find that the DM halos of high surface brightness galaxies with sigma F is greater than or equal to 100 LSU NPC2 at 3.6 experience strong contraction. Halos become more cuspy as a result of compression. The inner DM density slope increases with the baryonic surface mass density. We iteratively fit rotation curves to find the balance between initial halo parameters constrained by abundance matching, compression, and stellar mass to light ratio. The resulting fits often require lower stellar masses than expected for stellar populations, particularly in galaxies with bulges. Stellar mass must be reduced to make room for the DM it compresses. This trade-off between dark and luminous mass is reminiscent of the cusp core problem in dwarf galaxies, but occurs in more massive systems. The present epoch DM halos cannot follow from cuspy primordial halos unless 1. The stellar mass to light ratios are systematically smaller than expected from standard stellar population synthesis models, and or 2. There is a net outward mass redistribution from the initial cusp, even in massive galaxies widely considered to be immune from such effects. This was Incorporating Baryon-Driven Contraction of Dark Matter Halos in Rotation Curve Fits, by Pengfei Li et al.